Hello, and welcome to another episode of Data Drain, the podcast where we choose a topic and then decide for the next couple of months of what the actual topic will be. I'm your host, Ethan, and co-hosting with me is Jason.
After this episode, none of you will stand a ghost of a chance.
In today's episode, we will be covering haunted games. Joining us today, we have Stuart.
Yep, I'm here.
And with that said, let's move on to our first topic of haunted gaming, which is... did we decide on Jason or Stuart? I forget.
That doesn't really matter who we go with. It's all going to end the same.
Okay, we'll start out with... I think, Stuart, you thought yours was the weakest, correct?
Yeah, I guess. I was going to talk about the arcade game, or alleged arcade game, called Polybius, which was an internet rumor that went around a few years ago.
Oh yeah, I played that a few years ago. It was pretty cool.
Yep. I'm surprised you're still alive to talk about it.
Oh gosh!
Because there's all these rumors that you had delusions and all kinds of addiction and... bad mental issues as a result of playing it.
Are you saying I don't?
Well, I mean, I can't really confirm or deny that.
I think the medical term would be psychoses.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, just various mental issues. There's been all kinds of rumors about it. There's been fan games that went about it, all kinds of videos. It was even on an episode of The Simpsons where they actually had just a fake arcade cabinet of Polybius just in the arcade. So it's
keeping the dream alive.
Yep.
So make sure I got that right. The name is called Polybius.
Polybius.
With a P.
Polybius.
Yeah, with a P.
I first thought you said Oblivious. I'm like I'm not getting the joke.
So, what was that game supposed to actually be about?
It's just supposed to be an arcade game from the 80s that it doesn't seem like there's any agreement to what the content of the game was. Some people say it's just another arcade game, in the likes of Tempest or Space Invaders or any other arcade game from that era.
So just the thing was that if you played this game, you kind of had some sort of mental issues or like started kind of going crazy afterwards.
Right, and also there's this rumor that the government was using it to send subliminal messages or mind control or social experiment on people and collect data from that. So yeah, there's all kinds of rumors and various stories and legends about the game.
So if you have a copy of it, let us know.
or send us pictures of the arcade cabinet for validity.
Send me the ROM. I'm going to put it on my MAME arcade.
MAME.
Okay, so with that, let's move on to Jason's story.
So mine's a little, probably an older one, actually. I'm not sure. It was like about 2008 or something this one came up. I don't remember.
Man, that's so 2008.
Anyways, so I don't know if any of you remember Creepypasta, but Creepypasta is kind of like the theory behind it is that people, some of these are made up stories, some of these may not actually be made up stories, and people actually is trying to retell weird things that happen with games that
greatly exaggerating smaller things that may have happened with certain
things. And so basically there's kind of creepy things that weren't, may or may not have actually happened, but who knows? But the one I had that I thought was, that I've always remembered it about, is probably one of my first ones that I, or the only one probably I was really introduced to before Ethan showed up, was a game called Pokemon Black. Now you might be thinking, oh, Pokemon Black, yeah, that's an actual game. Well, it was back in like 2008 before that game even probably was a an idea for the series. But so basically, let's call it Pokemon Creepy Black for ease of distinguishing it. But the whole purpose of this game was it started off like kind of like Pokemon Red and Blue. You like, the only difference between it is that it's just the guys that he found it at some sort of I don't know exactly where he found it, but he found it like maybe a
It's always
pawn
at a
shop.
garage sale or pawn shop, yeah.
Yes.
A
Yeah,
flea
pretty market,
market.
something like that.
But he if it was Pokemon, it was just says Pokemon on it. It's just a black cartridge with black and white cartridge. And when he started up his place just like Pokemon Red and Blue, except whenever you go to the Pokemon selection, instead of having in addition to the three starters, you have another one called Cursed. And if you chose that Pokemon, it basically gave you this sprite that was kind of like the little ghosts that you find in Lavender Town. And it only had one move called Curse. And if you go into battle against trainers and you with this curse Pokemon or this ghost Pokemon, whatever you want to call it, they would never attack it. They'd just be like too afraid to move. And if you use the curse move on it, the screen goes black, and then the Pokemon makes its cry like it normally does when it gets defeated. But then the game comes back in, or you can't see the, and the Pokemon's gone. And if you look at the Pokemon trainers, Pokemon list, he has one less Pokeball. So I guess the insinuation is that you killed the Pokemon. And once it goes by one by one, so you beat when you beat your trainers at the very end, you have the option after you get the reward money for beating the trainer, you have two options. One is run away, which just pretty much ends the battle like normal, and the other one is to curse. And apparently, if you use curse, that you after the battle's over, there's like a tombstone, I guess, where the Pokemon trainer was, so implying that you killed them, I guess. Well, basically, it's kind of like a very somber story, or maybe a hack or something of the game. But what would happen is after you beat the entire game, you would, from what I remember, you would have to, you'd be stuck in. Fast forward like 5 years into the future or something, and you have no Pokemon on you. You're just kind of exploring the town, except you're not quite as fast as you were, I guess, because you're old or something like that. And eventually, you'll run into that Pokemon again, that cursed Pokemon. You'll have to go to a fight, but you have no Pokemon on you, so it's pretty much you versus the Pokemon. And you have no moves because you're just a random person. And eventually, you'll. You just can all you can use is struggle, and eventually you'll start whittling down at your own HP until the Pokemon, it's that cursed Pokemon, eventually uses curse on you, and then I guess kills you, and then your poke you end the game, and then your data is erased, and all you have because you can't continue anymore, it's just new game. Oh, I did forget another caveat is after you beat the game with that Pokemon, I believe it kind of like Metal Gear Solid 3 with the Sorrow, you have to go through and watch all the Pokemon and trainers, I guess, that you defeated using the curse move, one by one. I don't know if there's a whole what the whole point of this game would have been. It's kind of like a wondering about the I don't know death of Pokemon and stuff or
Like, are you actually making them faint, or is this like the reality of what you're doing to them?
Yeah, I suppose it kind of give you like some more repercussions for the whole Pokemon versus Pokemon thing, kind of like, I don't know, like a real life PETA maybe. I have no clue. This is kind of like first one, like I said, one of my first. It's possible. It was kind of like a really, looking back on a lot, really lame for a creepypasta. So maybe it was either some person's first attempt at making one, or maybe it was a real thing. And so maybe things that are realistic aren't quite as dramatic as things you can make up.
I
So maybe
think
it was
this
a.
one actually got like a raw made that people could try out, if I
Yeah, I think
recall.
I'd read that you could actually go search for the wrong Pokemon Creepy Black or something like that and go play somebody's made-up version of what was told in the story. But who knows if it was actually a real thing or somebody just pulling wool over our faces. But it was, like I said, one of the creepypastas I thought was. No, that my one probably my first creepypasta introduction is probably the reason why it sticks out in my mind the most.
I'm looking it up right now to see if there's a ROM.
I'm sure there probably is. It's probably
The
not very
cart
much.
looks pretty cool. It's just black. It says Pokemon Black, and there's more black.
Less is more.
Free GBA ROM. Okay, cool. Yeah, found
You already found
it.
it.
Yeah. Okay, so there are actually quite a few Pokemon ones that I've seen that follow the same story of like Pokemon killing other Pokemon or the trainer or other trainers and likes of that.
There was the manga too. I mean, they actually in the
Oh yeah,
actual
in the manga
Pokemon
they
manga.
went full on into that, but it wasn't like the creepypasta where it's like a murder spree.
Well, yeah, I guess in that situation, it's kind of like a one-sided battle in that in this
That
creepypasta story.
poor Arbok defeated by
The Charmeleon.
was it Charmander or Charmeleon?
It was Charmeleon, and it was Gary's, I think.
Wait, I thought that was Gary's Raticate.
Sorry, not well. Wait, it wasn't Gary. Sorry, he was named Blue. Blue, right?
Yes, blue.
Yeah,
Blue or
Blue.
red, depending on which version you have.
Blue,
Sorry, we're
red,
back to talk about the
green,
manga again, by the way,
and
guys.
yellow were all in there.
Well, yeah, Yellow's kind of like a country hick, I guess, is the best way to describe him.
Her.
Her.
Yeah, it was a
Whatever
girl.
he feels, whatever he feels, gender he feels like he identifies with.
Well, she takes the hat off and it's like, oh, she's actually a girl. Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, spoilers, people. That's like at the very.
Oh, right. Spoilers for those who haven't read that manga. Great. Okay, so.
I've not read that manga. I thought we were talking about the fan theory about Gary being in the tower in Labrador Town, paying tribute to his dead Raticate.
Oh yeah, that was another game. That was actually an interesting story that going over the whole. Yeah, that was actually a real thing.
Yeah, you never see him use Eradicate again. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that was an interesting game theory. I remember that episode. Yeah.
Maybe if his Rattata had been in the top tier or top ranks of some Rattatas or something.
The top
probably
percentage of
survived.
all Rattata.
There we go, top
Ronald
percentage.
Joey. Old Joey.
Man, imagine seeing Joey there. He, man, he.
Talking about Joey Wheeler?
Wait, the kid's name was Joey, right?
Yeah, his name was Joey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jason got me doubting your fact check there, Stuart. All right, so moving on to the third and final creepy haunted game story.
Woo.
This one revolves around The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, and a young lad named Ben, who probably drowned. This is the story of Ben Drown, or the story called Ben Drowned, a Majora's Mask story or something, I don't know. Anyway, the story is essentially, hold on, I actually had the guy's name earlier. The guy who made the story, his name's Axel Hall. I don't recall if he, okay, whatever. Anyway, the story is first person story or first person is from first person's perspective of a guy in his I think sophomore year of college, and he's been given a N64 with like one game, and it was kind of getting stale, and he went around to around the neighborhood looking for garage sales and stuff one weekend. Got a few more games to play, like GoldenEye and such. And he was about to leave, and he sees this one other place. There's no cars or anything. There's just like one table out. Goes up to this elderly man who's got the table, and he's a little creeped out by the guy, but he's already there, so he might as well just see what the guy has. He's not seeing much, so he asks the guy if he's got any old games. The guy comes back with a gray cartridge, and on the back it just says Majora's Mask. And it's not in the best of shape, and he's like, here, you can have this for free, kid. And the guy's like, oh, cool, thanks. And then just some weird stuff happens. Like, he starts it up, and there's like a file for someone named Ben. And I should have watched the video before this to see to get a fresh reminder, but it was like he couldn't erase that file, or he did and just comes back or something. Anyway, it starts Having weird repercussions, like when he's playing the game, there's like no one in Clock Town at all, and Andy, I don't think he could leave or something, and so he's like, well, there was a thing about drowning, and so he goes and drowns himself in the laundry. Was it the laundry area? Is that what it was called? That little place with the river. Anyway, there's a place in Clock Town with a small little river of water. And he essentially drowns his character there, and then that's when it starts like unlocking the crazy of the haunting stuff. Like you have the I forget the name of the song that you play that makes the dummy appear, that's a statue of whatever character you are at the time. And it's like chasing him the whole time, like he just keeps appearing, and then there's the is it the Song of Time that plays backwards or something?
I thought you used the song of
There
Song
there's a
Star or something
specific
like
song
that.
there's a specific song and it's playing backwards the whole time and gives it a real creepy feel. It's kind of
Or
weird.
it was Song of Healing.
Oh, Song of Healing. Yeah, Song of Healing in
In
reverse. There you
reverse.
go. So do the math on that one. He
I don't
swear
know
he...
how you recognize that.
I think the jingle is kind of the same on there, maybe. I don't know.
Or isn't the
And
song of Healing in reverse like the Song of Time or something? Or Song of something else?
oh, Been Drowned song. Song of Unhealing. That is what it's called online. So yes, it's Song of Healing backwards. Anyway, something about hearing the happy masked salesman's laugh being creepy and such the whole time too. Eventually, it starts leaking into the real world for the supposedly for from the writer's or the first person's perspective of the story, and he was using a I think Cleverbot for some reason. I don't know why, because it's been a while again, but something about being able to type in "been drowned" on there. You can actually go to if Clever is Cleverbot still up and running.
I've never used Cleverbot, so I can't tell you.
Anyway, I do recall doing this. You could go to Cleverbot and type like Majora's Mask, and it'll say like "been drowned," and you can have a small conversation.
Oh,
So,
wait, Cleverbot's that thing that where it pretends to be an actual person and makes responses, right? Okay, I remember that now.
That's one of those creepy little things. It's like, wow, this actually works in the real world here.
Yeah, remember kids, whenever you go to Twitter and posting, you might be talking to a bot for all, arguing with a bot for all you know.
Well, that's called the internet.
From Russia.
Let's
Cleverbot.
see. I'm just scrolling through the notes here, and there's like one of the things where the file name changes to "Your Turn." Let's see. Oh, Eulogy Statue. That's what it was called. Anyway, the whole story, like I'm looking on a wiki page or Wikipedia page, gosh, a wiki, and it's like told over the course of various days. It's like post number one this date, and post number three September 10th, whatever. These are all 7 years ago, so that's pretty cool. So this isn't really, I mean, it's old, but it's not recent. It's not too old though. Okay, here's the Cleverbot thing. My computer just on its own opened up a text document and wrote the words hi and www.cleverbot.com. And so that's whenever the ghost started haunting his computer and went to Cleverbot to have a conversation. He starts seeing like the eulogy statue randomly as he's searching the internet, and he shouldn't be seeing it at all because he's on the internet of all play th things. It just kind of gets really weird. I don't know. It's been a really long time, but I think he. Oh, he starts saying something about like don't download images because they'll have the ghost in there or something. And it ends with him saying he's gonna burn the cartridge and destroy the laptop. So, yeah, that's ha it's a really good story. I know I'm not doing it very much justice on this, but just like I think I watched the original video I watched on it was done by Yuri of Wind, and I think he actually did a decent job covering it at the time that he covered it, which was some years ago. So, yeah. Take one of the creepiest Zelda games and make it even creepier.
Yeah, really, I recommend you guys go watch the Yuri of Wind video for the majority. Just type in Yuri, YURIOFWIND, Yuri of Wind, and Ben Drowned, BEN, space drowned, and go watch that video on YouTube if you want to get a really good intro. It's about like a 7-minute video. It's not too long, so it's pretty interesting, but he's pretty sure that it's totally fake, though.
Oh yeah, the guy
A good
makes
story nonetheless.
the guy makes the guy who made the story, he's done other things. But like this one's like really, I'm gonna say it's really well thought out.
And the guy even made I made a bunch of pictures and everything to go along with it, using like a hacked copy of Majora's Mask or something like that to make lots of images to make it look convincing for go along
There
with the
there's
story.
also a playable version of it out there.
I think someone probably goes on Creepypasta and makes versions of every game that comes up on there.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, he's got a fan content page. Oh man. Ben's last name is not Lepine.
It's drowned.
Oh, there's something about an augmented reality game. Okay, that's cool.
But suffice to say, most of these things can probably found on Creepypasta. You can probably find some other ones that you might find interesting. But we just want to kind of, since it was close to Halloween, and Halloween is.
Think of it like the time that the Simpsons had their Halloween special in November.
Wasn't that because of baseball?
That and the way Fox handles stuff. Remember how they handled Firefly?
Firefly.
Let's start with the second episode and then have baseball on for instead of the next episode. Yay.
Firefly was actually a good show when I went back and watched it years later after college. In the right order.
Surprised there's not a Netflix series about it.
Didn't they have like a Patreon for that whole thing where they were going to
There
make.
was a Patreon or something to have a Netflix series where it was like them pretending to be stars from another show that was similar.
It's pretty much Firefly, not Firefly.
But it wasn't
Same thing,
Firefly.
but with different characters.
No, it wasn't Firefly. It was like actors talking about Firefly, but
No, there
not.
was another one they were going to do. There's like they were going to make a Firefly, but it wasn't with the exact same thing, just not with Firefly characters, and just so they can make their own show to continue it on. Because I
Yeah,
guess there's some copyright issues.
they were gonna call it Firefly Black, a Ben Drowned story. And apparently they would have a rec room with some arcade game in there that I've never heard of, but everyone's played. I've already forgot the name.
Trying to go too meta there, Ethan.
Was the game? What was that arcade, Stuart?
Polybius.
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 So, yeah, creepypasta stuff that you can check out for video games if that's what you're into. I don't know if Nathan, if you listen to this show, I thought about talking about Sonic.exe, but I didn't because there's been too many copycats on that one, man. Okay, and that's it for another episode of Data Drain. If you have any questions, comment, or feedback that you would like to give us, then feel free to respond. You can email us at datadrain@nintendo-oki.com. On Twitter, you can find us at Data Drain Show. We're also active on the Nintendo Oki Facebook group. So feel free to find us there and say hey, hi, whatever, you know, cool stuff. You'll also find Jason and Stuart there. I hear they're
Sometimes.
I hear they're cool dudes. I wouldn't know. I mean, they're just on this podcast for some reason. Anyway, with that said, thank you, Stuart, for being on this episode.
Tune in next time where we'll talk about Bubsy the Bobcat.
Gosh, please no.
Jason, thank you for joining me on this episode. So for next time, we can talk about Busby the Bobcat.
No, instead we should throw some more playcasts out there.
You know perfectly well what happened to our, what, two, three playcasts we tried recently.
They went into the void.
We still have the videos, and we still have each other or each individual audio, I think, or
And we still
something.
have each other.
There were problems with the trying to sync the video and audio for one video, and then there was another one where I tried to sync the two videos together to switch between two different feeds. That didn't work out. It kept crashing my program. We're working on getting all this fixed up sometime. It's very dependent on our two schedules.
I
And
totally took one for the team on that Spookies. I have never seen a
it's
scary game again.
That was
Yeah, it's not
totally
my
worth it.
not my fault that Mason's screaming for 30 minutes caused Ethan's computer to crash.
No, my computer didn't crash. It's the program I used to edit crashed. And that was for Who's Your Daddy.
And then the
The
problem with
problem with
Spookies was
Spookies
that.
is audio video sync. The audio is quicker than the
Shoot.
video and goes out of sync fairly quickly.
Oh.
I'm sure it's pretty easy to just edit screaming, just constant screaming into a video. It can't be that hard.
Yeah. Let's go
Yeah.
with
Just 30 minutes of the Wilhelm scream just thrown in there.
By the way, people should go play Spookies, Haunted Mansion because it's
Jump
free
Scare
on Steam.
Mansion, I
Jump
think.
Scare Mansion, sorry. Thank you for correcting me. It's free on AIM and it's scary.
Free on
You
Steam,
pull up jump
indeed.
scares.
Wait, how much is it?
Free. The low cost of free.
It's not like one of those free-to-play games where they try to nickel and dime you. No, it's actually truly free, by the way. If you like scary games, especially jump scares, you're getting a lot of jump scares.
Some of the huge jump scares in history made of cardboard.
Yes.
And with that, we will see you again next time on Data Drain.